Okay, we just want to pray and thank God for the offering. But also, I just really feel that in December, we all give. We all give presents. We give our time. We think about other people. Many people give to charity as a Christmas thing to say thank you for the gifts that we have. So let us pray. Jesus, we want to thank you for all the resources that you give to us. Lord, thank you that we have places to live. Thank you that we have money. Lord, thank you that we can help people that are less fortunate than us. And we want to commit to you. Each of us want to just bring to mind now the things that we've given this Christmas, the money, the time, the cakes, the kindness, the presents. Lord, we bring them to you. Lord, we say, would they really bless the people that we've sent them to? Would they really bring joy, comfort, love? Lord, would they go far? Would they do more than the little bit that we've contributed? Lord, would you bless our gifts? May it be a song to the world. May it bring life wherever it's gone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brilliant. If you're a primary age child, do you want to come and sit at the front, in the front rows maybe, if some of us moved? You can stay where you are if you want, but if you'd like to, come, you could come and sit at the front. The main thing is, can you see up here? We're going to put up a picture. We've got the kings. We've got the three kings. So, that's all right, brilliant. Can you see, guys, can you see though, Tobiah, Kaylin? You've got a see up there. Why don't you sit on the seats? Might be better. Can all the children see? Yes? Brilliant. Okay, so 2 weeks ago, we did some stuff about the kings. We learned a little bit about the kings, so some of you know the story. We're going to think about them again today, and we've got a prayer that we're going to pray, which is, Lord, please make me like the wise men. That's our prayer, and we're going to find out why we would want to pray that. We've also got some actions that we're going to do all the way through. Okay, it's a morning of actions, I'm afraid. So I need Anna and Isabella up here again. Guys, we need you sitting, either sitting with mum or dad or sitting in the front row quietly. Yeah? Guys? Kaylin? Yeah, and Tobiah, we just need you sitting up. Well done. So that you can see the pictures. Right, these are going to be the actions. We've got, first of all, the kings went on a journey. They went on a journey, right? The kings let God open their spiritual eyes. Their eyes are opening. And the kings gave Jesus gifts. Brilliant. Let's do it one more time. So the kings went on a journey. The kings let God open their spiritual eyes. And the kings gave Jesus gifts. Brilliant. So whenever we come to that bit, we're going to do that together. So the Bible tells us, you guys can sit down, that at the time Jesus was born far out in the east, perhaps 1,000 kilometers away, which is 650 miles, there were some wise men or kings. And we don't know exactly who these men were. We know they were rich. They were probably powerful. They might have been kings. They might have been advisors to kings. But we know one thing about them. They were astronomers. They studied the stars. And they began to notice a star as they were looking with their instruments they had. And they began to watch it, and they realized that it was a sign from God that something extraordinary was going to happen on the earth. And so they then made an extraordinary decision. They got their camels, they got their gifts, they got their servants, and they went out into the desert to go and search for this new king. And they began to call the star they were seeing his star. They said, we've seen his star in the east and we've come to worship him. And I got a map here now, a picture. This is the kind of journey they went on. Incredible. Probably from Iraq or Iran or that area. They traveled 1,000 kilometers just at the edge of the desert. They went across the desert. And so they set out heading west, following the star. That was an extraordinary thing to do. There were certainly at least three of them. We know they gave three gifts, but there could have been many more. And as they traveled, can you see that picture there? There would have been servants. There would have been luggage. We know they had this treasure chest with them. Amazing that we learned about, that were carrying these gifts. And so they traveled on. Can you imagine this? They'd have gone out across the desert through the night. They'd have camped out and lit fires. And wow, they would have seen the stars, because there was no light pollution then. They would have really seen the stars out there. And they must have been talking about it as they traveled on, and they were watching his star. So they went out on across the desert. desert. And every step they took, think about this, it was bringing them closer to Jesus. It's a bit like the journey we're on. Every step we take, we're taking closer towards him. Finally, after many weeks, they reach Israel. There's another map here. Can you see the map there? And they think, well, we've got to go to the capital city. We've got to go to the king. This is a very important baby. He's got his own star in the heavens. So we'll go there. And they go and they find this somewhat rough and wild king called King Herod. And they said, where's the king, the new king? And he's like, no, there is only one king and the king is me. And in the midst of it all, they discover, as they talk with his wise men, that there was an ancient prophecy that this baby wouldn't be born in Jerusalem, but he'd be born in this little village, Bethlehem, to the south of Jerusalem. So they leave Herod, they head off, and the Bible says they're still following the star. Off they go again, and they do that last part of the journey down towards Bethlehem. That's the next picture, I think. They're still traveling down towards Bethlehem, but there they are. And they have seen in the distance, can you see them? They've seen Bethlehem. So they've done this huge journey and now they're nearly there. So let's do the actions. They went on a journey to find Jesus. They let God open their spiritual eyes and they gave him gifts. Brilliant. The Bible says, there's a picture of someone's eyes here. The Bible says we've got two lots of eyes. I don't know if the children know this, but you have two sets of eyes. The Bible says we've got these eyes, yeah, that we're all seeing with. And then the Bible says we've got eyes inside our heart. And when we're born, these eyes are wide open, aren't they? They're looking right from the start. But these eyes are closed. And slowly, as we hear about Jesus, He opens the eyes in our hearts and we begin to understand about Jesus. And exactly the same thing was happening to these kings. God was beginning to open these kings' eyes, their spiritual eyes. They're no longer looking for a palace now, are they? As they go down to this little village, they're no longer looking for an earthly king. God was opening the eyes of their hearts to see who Jesus really was. And now they're looking for a king who has come from another world, the king who's come from a heavenly kingdom. And then they get there. And when they finally find him, an extraordinary thing happens. They bow down. They bow down in front of Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And the Bible says they fell on their knees. Some of the translation says they lay on their faces. Some of them says that they bowed down, falling before him, and they worshipped him. This was a baby, and they were bowing down before him. This was the most amazing thing that was happening. These were rich, powerful, clever men, and they realized who Jesus was. They were beginning to see that the things down here are just the shadows. These are the temporary things. The real eternal things are the forever things. They're falling down before the king who'd come from heaven. So let's say it again. There's got a picture of those kings again. They went on a journey. They let God open their spiritual eyes and they gave Jesus gifts. Brilliant. And finally, we learnt it in our memory verse. Well done to section two. We learnt it in the memory verse. They opened their treasure chest. What an amazing thing. They'd carried this treasure chest across that desert. It was full of these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they gave them to him. Can you see in the picture? Each of those kings, can you see them? Can you see the way the kings are looking at him? They opened their treasure chests and gave them to Jesus. And we might think, well, I don't have a treasure chest. I haven't got gold. I haven't got frankincense. I haven't got myrrh. Incredibly, we all have something that's worth more than all the gold, all the frankincense, all the myrrh. It's worth more to God than any of that. It's our hearts. This is what God is interested in. He's not really interested in the gold and the frankincense and myrrh. Do you remember this carol? Some of you will have sung this at school. It's the last verse of the famous carol In the Bleak Midwinter, written by about 120 years ago by a woman, and she wrote, "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I have, I give him. I give him my heart." What an amazing thing that this is what we have to give to Jesus, and our hearts are of great value to him. So this is why we're praying, Lord, make me like the wise men. Let's do it one more time. They went on a journey to find Jesus. They let God open their spiritual eyes and they gave Jesus gifts. So let's just go through those things. Are we on a journey to get closer and closer to Jesus? Or are we maybe heading, and sometimes we do, in the wrong direction? Secondly, are we letting God open the eyes of our hearts to see more of who Jesus is? Or our thoughts could be on other stuff, on our phones and our worries, our grievances, our work, our plans, all these things. But we need to have our eyes on Jesus. The Bible even tells some of the Christians at one point, you think you can see, but you're blind. Ask for eye salve. We want to ask for eye salve. God, put eye salve on the eyes of my heart. And finally, are we like the kings giving him gifts? We've opened the door of our hearts. Sometimes we want to open more of our lives to him. And we're just going to finish with a chorus. We've got a little famous old chorus here. And I wondered if one of the children would come up and read the first two lines. Would someone come up? Is someone brave enough? Yeah? Anybody want to come up here and help me? Yeah, sure. Do you want to read it? No. Yeah, Jem's going to come up. I'll help you read it. You can see it up there. It's in great big eyes, the lights up there. Just the yellow bit. You're just going to read the yellow bit. Yeah, you ready?
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face.
Brilliant. Jem, well done. Do you want to sit down? So this is where we're going to finish with. This is a famous little chorus. It says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, brilliantly read. Look full in his wonderful face. What does it mean to turn our eyes, these eyes, onto Jesus? It means thinking about him, remembering him, talking to him, giving him our attention, reading about him in the Bible, and remembering him. And then look what happens if we do this. The second bit tells us. Anybody brave enough to read the second bit in yellow? Mina, brilliant. Do you want to come on up? We've got some great readers in Flame. Well done. Can you see the words up there? Can you see it?
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Brilliantly read. Mina, well done. Well done. What an amazing thing it's saying. Do you see what it's saying? It's saying if we'll do this, if we'll get taken up with Jesus, then this stuff that's all around us, the computers, the phone, the internet, the games, all the stuff around us will start to grow dim. Isn't that interesting? It's like the volume will start to turn down and the volume of heaven starts to turn up. So that's why I want us to pray, Lord, would you make me like one of the wise men? Last time to do the actions. I am on a, we're going to say I this time. I am on a journey to find more of Jesus. I want God to open my spiritual eyes more. I want to give Jesus more of my life. Just going to pray. You have listened really brilliantly, guys. You've really listened brilliantly. At the end of the service, just after it, we've got a few little gifts and things for you. They're not prizes. They're actually little Christmas gifts that we've got. So we'll come round and find you all at the end, okay? We're just going to pray. Let's close our eyes. Jesus, we do so pray this. Oh, we worship you today, for you were born in Bethlehem as our Saviour. How incredible. Lord, we pray, would you make us like these wise men, Father? Would you help us to go on the journey to get closer to you, Lord? Would you help us, Father, would you open our eyes so that we see like those kings saw and we fall down and worship you? And could you help us to give more of our lives to you? Lord, would you make us like these wise men? We praise you and praise you today, Lord. Amen. Amen. Guys, you've listened brilliantly. Isabella's going to tell us what is happening next. Okay.
Okay. So next we've got an instant nativity. So if all the children can come up.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Isabella and Anna. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, kids. Thank you for coming this morning. Hope you've enjoyed it. Do sit down very, very quickly. Just a couple of things that might be helpful. Yeah. Just to say that on Christmas Day, what day is Christmas Day? Thursday. I just lose all track of time at this time of year. Thursday. We're not here. We're with Chalk Farm Baptist Church in Primrose Hill. So if you come, then you'll have to run round there. It's about 5 minutes run, 15 minutes walk. And then some of you got a card on your seat, which actually tells you these things. It's not the Christmas offering. That one. And there are some at the back as well. It's got all the timings. And then on New Year's Eve, we have a thing called a crossover service, which is basically a big end of the year thing. And we come here at 10:30. There'll be a few snacks. And it's really a time just to pray, praise God for what's happened this year, and to offer our lives, for next year. So that's happening then. And then, we've had something out. Could we have the Alpha thing up, Phil? There's an amazing course called the Alpha course, which is, I don't know, 7 or 8 weeks. We show a video, we have a meal, and it's for people who want to find out more about the Christian faith. And, so if you know anybody who would like to come on that, or you want to come yourself, it's for, new Christians, as well as people seeking to find out more about Christianity, then, ask about that. I'm sure there's a link to it somewhere, but ask me. We had, QR codes on the back of all the seats last week, but they've all fallen off now. So find a QR code, and if you want to find out more, ask me. And then just to say that there's a month of prayer in January. There should be a slide for that. So as a church, we want the first month of the year to be a time really to be freshly seeking God, for us to know him better, to find direction for our lives, and to really offer our lives afresh and seek his power. And so we're just doing a few things. On Tuesday nights, we have a prayer meeting, and a number of people actually fast on Tuesdays before the prayer meeting, and then they break their fast afterwards. And we just want to invite anybody else to do that, whether you can come to the prayer meeting or not, even whether you do it on a Tuesday or not. But just as a church, together, we are skipping a meal or two and spending a bit more time just praying before God. We'll say a bit more about that, but that's what we're going to be doing in January. We're going to be preaching from Psalm 46 all month, an amazing psalm. We're going to be going through that together. And then at the end of the month, on the 25th of January, on the Sunday, we're having a thing called A Time to Seek the Lord. And we're just going to come together, we'll praise him, and we will pray, and we will be listen, and we will dream and say, God, what have you got for us in our lives in this area as we go into the new year? Because most of all, we want to go into the new year with him. Patrick, did you have a question? They're starting again in January, first week of January, first Tuesday, 6th. Don't ask me for dates, Pat. It'll all be out there. And then just one final thing to say is that I'm sure of us, as we've been around, we've been involved in various events like the food bank, Christmas meal. And actually, Christmas isn't such an amazing time for a lot of people. And I've been very sad this year to talk to at least 3 people that have said they're not celebrating Christmas at all. That this has been such a hard year for them. They've either been bereaved or just life's been awful. And so let's remember to reach out to the people that we know. There's Roy in hospital at the moment, we're just going to pray them. I'm going to ask Barbara to pray that we would remember those for whom it's not such a fun time. So, Barbara, do you want to just come and pray, or pray from your mic there? Great. Let's stand, shall we? And Father, we just want to thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for that we can celebrate the birth of your Son. We thank you for the joy that brings into our lives day by day. We know that it's not always easy, but we thank you that you are with us in the valley of the shadow of darkness.
And Jesus, we want to thank you that you love us so dearly. You love us whether we're broken, and you love us whether we are feeling it's a good day. And Lord, we lift up to you our own hearts where they are broken and sad. The people that we miss at Christmas, the people we feel sad about because they're struggling. Lord, thank you. You say, I bring glad tidings of comfort and joy. And God's comfort is before the joy. And Lord, we want to receive in our own hearts today your comfort, your loving arms about us. We want to pray for the people that we know that are finding it tough. We pray for your comfort to surround them. your presence, your hope for the future. Lord, thank you. You don't despise our lowliness. You don't despise the difficult days, Lord, but you stand with us in them. And we want to take hold of your hand as we look into a new year, saying, God, would you hold our hands as we step over into 2026? Lord, would you hold our hands? Would you be the light on our path? Lord, would you show us the way that we should go? Would you tell us, would you comfort us when it's a season to be quiet? And will you give us courage when it's a season to be bold? Fill our hearts with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Great. Well, there's no need to rush away. There's still some food at the back that needs eating. If you're here and you've got a tough situation and you just like to talk with somebody or pray with somebody, then talk to me. I'm sure there's somebody here that you know. As I say, these are real things. So let's not rush too quickly.